Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number two. We got Max Keiser coming up in 1 hour. I've got news on the attacks on the First Amendment, the latest on the BP oil spill, Rahm Emanuel to step down in the next few months. We've got San Francisco Chronicle reporting Japanese, Russian, and U.S. warships dock in San Francisco. We videotaped last week in Chicago. Polish foreign troops training with army and local police for gun confiscation. We're going to cover that in the last 30 minutes of the show today. We're going to go live at prisonplanet.tv and simulcast the last half of the radio show coming up in the third and fourth hour. So starting in the next hour, we got Max Keiser coming up in the next hour. But I do want to open the phones up on any of the news items I've thrown out here. The armadas arriving, the Israeli and U.S. armadas off the coast of Iran, openly saying they may launch preemptive nuke attacks on Iran. Openly saying they're waiting for the UN to pass sometime this week blockade instructions to begin boarding Iranian ships that are just involved in fishing, involved in commerce, just serious act of war. Imagine if Iranian ships pulled up in New York and said, we're going to search ships in New York Harbor. I mean, as Ron Paul has said, this is war. This is an act of war. So we'll be discussing that. I've got bank failure is 83rd in 2010, pace more than double last year's bank failures, USA Today. Lieberman says China can shut down the internet. Why can't we? That's a quote. That video clip is coming up later in the broadcast as well. But I want to go to your phone calls, but I want you to have your question, your comment ready, because I'm going to go to a gamut of calls at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 when we get back on any of the issues I've raised or any points that you want to raise. But so we can get to everybody, I'm going to give each person, I always say this, and I'm getting a little bit better at it over the years. We never achieve the goal. We'll see if today's the day. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. And then coming up after that, Obama gives major swath of Arizona back to Mexico. Just makes my head spin sometimes. But again, we can't get 4,000 people in Louisiana or Mississippi or Florida or Texas or New Jersey, for that matter, that's going to be hit by the oil spill, or Georgia, out calling for criminal indictments of the BP execs that ordered them to drill the well in a way that they knew it would blow up. That's in the Coast Guard testimony by the survivors and the head engineers. No, but we can get them all out to LeBron James. He's going to leave the Cavaliers, it's been reported. He's looking at it. And so upwards of 4,000 attendees had shown up for the 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. meeting at the convention center at the 30,000-seat facility. And then he wasn't going to show up, but he got calls and said, you better show up. So the last 10 minutes he showed up. And didn't even say he'd stay with the Cavaliers. And they were groveling and crying, and they stampeded each other trying to get to him just to see the God in the flesh. Their heroes aren't inventors. They aren't trailblazers. They aren't explorers. They aren't patriots. They aren't people of courage. They aren't people who help the hungry or the homeless or the starving. They aren't deep-sea divers. Back when this country was great, that was our heroes. People were in to the real deal. People were in to explorers and inventors and scientists. That's why we were number one in the world. No, now the globalists have given us football players, baseball players, gladiatorial UFC fighters, just like Rome. And that's what matters to people. People have chosen to riot with glee when the Lakers win and burn cars and attack people and wave foreign flags and celebrate. Because that's what's valued now. That's why the elite have said, look, the public are chumps. Let's rape them. Let's rob them. The sky's the limit. We've turned these people into drones that can hardly talk. Large groups of the public, I've listened to them, can't even hardly talk. They just gibber and jabber. We'll be back.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I will continue to break down the latest on the BP oil spill, conclusive evidence that it was a staged false flag event as a political diversion for the start of World War III with Iran and to pass the carbon taxes. That's just the surface. We'll be going over that. I got a bunch of financial news. Max Keiser joins us in the next hour. But without further ado, I am going to your phone calls. John in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
I'm looking at the Houston Chronicle, the June 7th business section, and it says China winning major oil deals in Iraq. So basically they're moving in, they're taking over, there are, I don't want to say taking over, but they're giving it oil to them, you know. And when I see these people, they've had some funerals here in Houston. People were killed over there, and the people out there saying, oh, he was a hero. He died for our freedom. No, he didn't die for our freedom. He died for the Chinese Reds to take over the whole area and take control of the oil and the minerals.
Well, it's now been declassified that the United States signed secret treaties with Mao Zedong in 1949 and sold out Chiang Kai-shek, and that is declassified on record. They even have old CIA guys bragging about it on the History Channel, and that's why the Chinese communists were given the Panama Canal. It's why they were given the Long Beach Naval Facility. America is wide open. America is wide open because we were an open form of government. And that's just like BP getting 80% under contract of all the oil that comes out of Alaska under federal law. They said, oh, you're a multinational foreign globalist company. that the Queen of England owns a large part of. We're going, and this is back in the 70s till today, we're going to give you that oil, and then that oil is shipped via tankers to Asia. That this is all public, and then 20% is brought down into Canada on the West Coast and into California. That's why there's so many British Petroleums in California, because they have an unfair trade practice with the cheaper oil coming in via the pipeline. And other companies have lobbied, smaller companies have lobbied. They're not allowed to get the Alaskan oil, period. And yes, I did see that report. BP, Dutch Royal Shell, and the Chinese are getting most of the oil fields. There really are no big U.S. oil companies. They're all multinational, ExxonMobil and others. But no, they're not going to get the oil. Foreigners are. This is all agreed upon, and the globalists, just like Hitler and Stalin divided Poland in 1939 amongst themselves and then later went to war, the people controlling our society divide up the planet in agreements. They say, look, we're going to be in Taiwan and Japan. You get to be in Panama. Or we're going to get your port. You're going to get Long Beach. That's why it came out that not one, not two, not 10, not 20. When they were done, it was over 60 U.S. ports were being given to the government of Dubai. And then Bush came out and said, look, they're buying our dollars. We've got to give them real assets. That's the globalist sick joke. These foreigners get to buy up fiat currency here and then come in and buy real assets. It's a giant monopoly game. And so you've got the Arabs and Israel and the communist Chinese and England and Europe all teamed up in this globalist model. And so by controlling America, here's an example, banning all U.S. drilling in the Gulf and any company that does big business in the U.S. isn't able to now drill in the Gulf. So they all create foreign subsidiaries, and it turns out that George Soros, Al Gore, and others, they're all invested in Venezuelan, in Chilean, in Brazilian. This is in the news yesterday, and they're all moving their rigs into the Gulf. No one's going to stop them drilling in the Gulf. No. It's only the U.S. that is. So by the U.S. government having control over that, that automatically boosts the price of oil and the stocks of the multinational drilling systems. And again, what you're saying is absolutely essential, John, and is dead on, and shows how the people running our country are a pack of crooks.
Well, the big joke is on all of us. I'm a Vietnam veteran. We were fighting to stop communism in Asia, now the communists control our whole economy, and the Iraqis, guys fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan, basically they're getting stabbed in the back, too. They're just fighting for these corporations along with communist China to take control of the world. It's a big joke, Alex.
It is. I appreciate your call. God bless you, John. And people need to grow up and face the facts this 4th of July coming up. If you want to save America and the Republic, our constitutional Republic, you better admit to yourself that this country has gangrene. You don't have a stub toe, folks. We've got gangrene together. And it's going to kill us if we don't seriously engage in some serious surgery. There's nothing else we can do. It's going to be painful. We're going to have to lose a leg here. But unlike individuals, countries can grow a leg back, kind of like a salamander can grow its tail. But now is the time to quit screwing around. The individuals running our country are globalists, and they hate the sovereignty of the United States. They hate the Second Amendment, and they will do whatever they can to bankrupt us and bring us into economic bondage. That is the goal, because once the United States has fully fallen to tyranny, they know it's going to be an even bigger uphill battle worldwide to reverse this global corporate eugenic state that has been set up. I cannot express to you the magnitude of what we're facing. It is incalculable. It is incalculable. You cannot calculate just the human devastation and the bondage and the slavery and how horrible this is. Let's go to George in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, George.
Thank you so much for your service to our country. Two things. Have you considered setting up a bulletin board service like we used to use before there was internet, so we could log onto your show and download some programs?
We do have a system where you can call a number and listen for free on the direct listener line, and that's up on Infowars.com in the listen page. And that cost us, I think it's, what, $4,000 a month now, but we have a sponsor that pays for that. And we have tens of thousands of people a week that just call that number to listen. And so we're trying that way. And I've got a bunch of internet projects I'm trying to launch right now, but we just don't have the money or personnel even get those done in a timely fashion. And so I'm working on a lot of things, but everyone should move towards creating alternatives. The problem is that we don't need to just focus on in-runs once they shut us down. We need to fight against the government takeover and restriction and censorship of the web before they do it. We need to, not just see it as a foregone conclusion. We need to prepare for the worst, but also continue to try to defend what we've got.
Second thing is that I'd like to see a donate section on your website for hosting, or what I would like to see is more on-scene reporting, like when you went to Montana. I'd like to be able to support the specific items, and I'd be pretty generous with it, and I'm sure other people would if there was a large donate button, especially if they could pick what they would like to contribute to.
We've got a donate button somewhere. I think it's hidden somewhere on the site, but I'll have Kurt Nemo put the donate button on the listen page on Infowars.com, because I keep getting emails every day saying, where's the donate button? The best way to donate, because you know you're getting a tool that'll wake people up, is to buy Fall of the Republic, Obama Deception, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, and to get those out to people. But thank you so much, George. We couldn't do any of this without the PrisonPlanet.tv members, the people that buy the books and videos and materials off the site. Everything we do is because of you. But it's more than just get more funds in so I can have people go out and report for us. We'd have to then actually hire more people. I've only got three or four guys that are able to get on planes and fly places. Then, of course, there's myself that I'm pretty much nailed down to doing this radio show most of the time. If I'm going to even spend Saturday with my family, that's really the only day I take off. Sometimes I take Sundays off. There's so much I want to do. But, again, thank you for your support. Let's go ahead and talk to Julio in Illinois. Julio, welcome.
Alex Jones, happy belated Father's Day to you. Quickly, I'm going to ask people to go to your Facebook page. Posted a bunch of BP, British Petroleum, commercials about climate change, carbon footprint. If you'd like to play that on your show later on, also Barry Satoro admitting that cap and trade will skyrocket electricity prices and the corporations.
No, he said the goal is to bankrupt coal and it will double prices.
I posted that on your Facebook page. Also, I posted something about my university, Western Illinois University, getting set to have a Department of Homeland Security. I posted on your Facebook page, Homeland Security Intelligence Academy, and one of the directors is named Dean Alexander, who worked for the World Bank, the North American Free Trade Agreement Research Institute, the State Department, UBS Financial Services here in the U.S., dangerous stuff. They're going to – Western Illinois is a huge
– Oh, yeah, no, that's in the Cybersecurity Act. Every high school, every college, by law – this is what Rahm Emanuel talked about on C-SPAN, where you'll have to serve. You will be forced as part of your community service every year in high school and college to serve in the cyber brigade, and it says to go out and censor and tattle on people. I mean, it's actually in there. It's actually in the AP and Financial Times of London with the quotes from the FCC proposal to put a box in your house that blocks what you can read and spies on everything you do. All ISPs with more than 100 customers will have a box in them tracking everything they do. Total control. This is far worse than the communist Chinese model. And now Lieberman is on CNN. The clip's up on Infowars.com. Lieberman, headline, China can shut down the internet. Why can't we? He actually said that. I mean, the magnitude of how they're out in the open. This is naked. They're not even hiding this anymore. Julio, great points. Anything else?
Yeah, one last thing. Going into what Rob Dew is going to talk about later on, Bensonville, Illinois, near O'Hare, they had a National Guard checkpoints there. I'm going to church yesterday with my dad. I see National Guard Humvees all over Interstate 90.
Stay there. Yes, it's happening with foreign troops.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Think about how we're calmly sitting here on the radio with the Israeli, the European, the Iranian newspapers openly reporting that Israel and the United States are seriously publicly considering preemptive nuclear strikes on Iran. We're here calmly talking about the FCC itself putting out a proposal that they plan to implement next year to put a box by federal law in your house that your television and your internet all wire through that tracks everywhere you visit and surveils you and blocks what you can visit. This is openly being announced with Lieberman saying, hey, what's wrong with this? China does it. That's a quote. What's wrong with this? China does it. See, that's called in your face. Oh, yes, we want to be like China. See, they're just bum-rushing you. They're hitting all of us from so many angles, they hope that we just give up. And then I hear about a huge urban warfare drill with Homeland Security, local police, state police, Chicago police, and the National Guard. I send my guys up there, and we get foreign troops from Poland, and there were a bunch of drills, and the guys couldn't even go to all of them. You know, they'd have to pick what they wanted to go to. And they witnessed troops with police and foreign troops training to take over U.S. cities. Now, I don't just have that opinion. I have the last two governors and the Chicago Mayor Daley all in the last year saying they want the National Guard to do door-to-door gun searches, knock and talks, to ask to come in and see your guns, and if they're illegal, take them. No warrant, just door-to-door trips. And I'm getting video from Maryland. I'm getting video from Portland. I'm getting video from Dallas. I'm getting video from Detroit. I'm getting video from Illinois. And I'm getting news articles. But you can just go to YouTube and type National Guard runs checkpoint. It's suddenly everywhere. Everywhere. Just troops, even in cornfields, out in the middle of nowhere, randomly asking to search people's cars, or at a basketball game, directing people into a high school basketball game. I saw that video out of Washington State 2 weeks ago. And then Julio calls from Illinois and says, yeah, this Sunday I'm driving around and I see National Guard at checkpoints. Folks, this is acclamation for total martial law. This is martial law. Mexico's under martial law. They didn't declare it. They got troops on the streets. In the old Soviet Union, they had troops on the streets in Moscow. It was martial law. Martial law is troops stomping around with checkpoints. That is the bread and butter. If there's one definition, it's troops on the streets and warrantless wiretapping and surveillance and spies and secret arrest. Everything we've got. BP thugs walking up and telling people, CBS, ABC, even national news, hey, you can't be on this beach videotaping. Get out of here. That's martial law. Martial law is government seizing banks and taking your pension funds. Going back to Julio, then we'll go to Alan Lloyd and others. So Julio, take your time. Tell us where you were, what you saw, and please next time. There's no excuses with iPhones or go to a store, buy a $5 snapshot camera. Everyone must shoot the video of these National Guard checkpoints in Arizona, everywhere else, but not on the border. No. Against the American people. Julio, tell us what you saw.
This is all going back from last Monday till yesterday. I have an internship at a Mockingbird news agency in Chicago. I'm not going to release the name for security purposes, but I'm on the Metro train. I live in a suburb, and I see in a town called Bensonville, which is right near O'Hare. You know, I see National Guardsmen in their full suits, you know, roaming around, and I'm wondering what's going on. I get off in Chicago, and I see it's supposedly what the Army's birthday last Monday. And there's vehicles all around downtown Chicago. I took a video and I spoke with one of the guardsmen. I'll post that up online very shortly. And on Friday, I see training drills going on in Bensonville on the train. I come home Friday night at around 1 a.m. and I see a street sign that says National Guard training exercise in progress. And this is 1 a.m. Friday night, or Saturday morning, I should say. And then yesterday, I'm going to church.
That's why the Homeland Security loved having our guys there and would always send them to videotape this or that while the real drills were going on, all part of their deception. But tell us what else you saw.
And then yesterday, I'm going to church with my dad for Father's Day. I'm on Interstate 90, and on the other side of the road, I nearly got into an accident because my mouth just dropped. I see around a line of 10 National Guard Humvees just driving around. Folks, we're in martial law, and I'm excited to hear what Rob New has to say with his reports, but They were practicing chemical.
Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the InfoWar, Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
I'm going to continue with your calls, but listen to Julio. He's telling you about military checkpoints that he saw in Chicago and surrounding areas, and guess what? My guys happened to be there during part of this. So it's not just Julio calling in and telling me about this. I have news articles from Chicago and surrounding areas, and I had two of my guys on the ground. They'll be on with us the last 30 minutes today. And we're going to premiere on PrisonPlanet.tv while we simulcast with the radio show, video of foreign troops training to take on the American people. And I've been to these drills myself, and when you see troops from 4, 5, 6, 7, in MLE 09 last year, it was 14 different countries, openly training to take on and pull triggers on Americans, that's your wake-up call. No amount of propaganda works on you anymore. I mean, when you see them admitting it's for America, Now, finishing up the point, you said that, you almost ran off the road to see a whole bunch of Humvees. Finish your point, Julio.
Yeah, they were just, you know, nonchalantly just driving around on Interstate 90 near Chicago. I just saw a video right now on YouTube. Rob Dew is actually behind a woman from ABC7 in Oak Lawn, Illinois, practicing a plane crash. Rob Dew's right behind this woman. I'll post this on your Facebook page. But you talk about there are Polish troops there. I find it interesting because Blackwater has a training compound called Blackwater North located in a suburb near Rockford, Illinois. And, folks, Alex, this is just frustrating, you know, because we have martial law here in Illinois all around the state, and only thing people care about is the Blackhawks winning the Stanley Cup. And if LeBron James is ever going to come to the Bulls, I mean, or the World Cup and how we got robbed of a goal, our freedom, our future is at stake here, and people only care about, you know, false gods.
Well, that's why the globalists are going to create a complete depression, and most of them will end up being homeless, and then they'll be in the homeless center watching LeBron James, and they don't care. They don't care about their kids, nothing. They have been turned into jellyfish. But it was 5% that won the war against the British Empire 230 years ago, and it's going to be 5% that wins it again, and we've got way more than 5%, my friends. So chin up, Julio. Get those videos that you shot uploaded. God bless you. Great job. Send us the video if you want us to use it in a future film. All of you out there are our intelligence sources, and then we integrate it all together because we can't be everywhere. But you are everywhere, and that's why we break so much incredible news here. It's because of you. You are the integral part of this broadcast. You are what makes it or breaks it. Whether it's the activism, getting the word out, getting us the intel, you do it. And in Illinois, they admit they are acclimating the public for National Guard gun confiscation door-to-door. It's already been done in Illinois. National Guard in treason, just like in New Orleans. They go knock on doors. They force their way in. Same thing in Boston. Same thing in other areas of the country. And the military comes in and takes the guns in America. This is being done. It's even in the news. They hide the treason in plain view. All right, I'm going to go back to your phone calls here in just a moment. Thank you. I was looking for that. I'm going to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible, and then I'm going to continue with your phone calls here, those that are holding. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. But before we continue here, we don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. One of our biggest and longest sponsors, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the country. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years and years. With the looming food shortages and the current economy, it is imperative that you make sure you and your family are prepared with non-GMO, good, clean, storable foods. Give them a call at 1-800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at efoodsdirect.com. You will never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. I don't know who, with impending war with Iran and the economy falling apart. I mean, I hope we don't have war with Iran. I hope the depression stops. I hope it doesn't deepen. But more and more, it looks like it's a certainty instead of just a possibility. Why would anyone not have gold, guts, guns, and food? eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. And also, when you talk about water, the Ecola Blue is an awesome system that grabs water right out of the atmosphere, humidity out of the atmosphere. Their smallest unit does 7.5 gallons a day. They've got units that can support an army battalion. They shipped quite a few of those for free to out to Haiti. And it's the best, cleanest drinking water you can get. They send it through 7 to 12 filters, depending on the unit. and then it's stored in a stainless steel tank. It looks like a water cooler without the water bottle on top. The smaller unit does. Acolablue.com, ECOLOBLUE.com, Acolablue.com, or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, Acolablue.com. And then lastly, your purchase of the books, of the videos, of the T-shirts, the ball caps, all the Patriot material that we have at InfoWars.com on the online video bookstore makes this broadcast possible. So, again, InfoWars.com. We have two different shopping carts to choose from. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply go and download all my films in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv and the archives, audio in 64 kilobit, higher quality than the free streams, the video archives that we simulcast with the show, and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I'm starting to do special video reports just for PrisonPlanet.tv members weekly. Paul Watson did a 40-minute report over the weekend on the oil spill and the fact that it's a premeditated inside job. Steve Watson's about to start his weekly report. So is Kurt Nemo, giving you more analysis, more angles, more information. And if you like a report and think it's informative, you can just burn it right to DivX or other disk systems we have. We have those tools there on PrisonPlanet.tv and give it to your friends, family, neighbors, air it on Access Television. Again, it's all a community effort against the globalist. PrisonPlanet.tv, it takes about a minute to sign up. Create your username and password. Then you can share your username and password with up to six people. They can then be simultaneously logged on, downloading, and watching and using this key information in the InfoWar. PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to say great job to my entire crew that makes this possible and my IT folks and you who are PrisonPlanet.tv members who make it all possible. All right, Alan in Texas. Let's move quick now. You're on the air. Go ahead, Alan.
All right, Alex. You helped pull me out of the Matrix about 3 months ago, and so I'm fairly new at this, trying to figure out, you know, what these psychos are doing. And as I'm watching the oil spill, and I understand, I believe 100% that it was a false flag and that it is distracting us from other things, but I'm also trying to decide and wonder, I'm looking, the place where they drilled that, a mile deep, and one of the most highly pressurized wells in the world, apparently. I'm reading and watching videos from Matt Simmons, who's talking about basically the pipe is gone, and it's spilling underneath the surface of the earth and cracks. And the camera they're showing us is not where the leak is. He said that's the mouse. He said the tiger is 6 miles away where the oil plume is, and basically have a gaping hole. And these relief wells.
No, that's right. That's why a nuke will only make it worse, because it's already fractured. And so the billions of gallons of oil in that reservoir that it's estimated to be at 2 billion gallons or more is spilling into all these different strata and all the other areas where companies have drilled at different levels and drained those underground chambers. But that's actually one way to look at it. We don't know yet. That could be good news, because a lot of the oil is just going to be contained under the ground and then only leak out in smaller areas, instead of all of it being disgorged at one point. A lot of it may just get trapped at other levels under the ground, because, you know, it's 30,000 feet deep. But if they detonate a nuke, many experts believe it'll just fracture the structure even more and open up a bunch of other underground oil mega chambers and gas chambers. And if they detonate a nuke, there's undoubtedly masses of natural gas and methane down there, and that could cause a chain reaction. That is serious and has to be looked at.
Yeah, well, I guess from my opinion, and you know, knowing what I know from my 3 months, is that, you know, the end game from this is to basically wipe us off the face of the earth, you know, and institute martial law, you know, so they can start, you know, doing the end game. Could this be a pretext for us for them to actually start, you know, if you have all these gases, the toxic chemicals they're dispersing, a hurricane comes through, I mean, could this be an excuse for them to actually, I know they're not doing it right now, but it seems like they have a lot of drills that are pointing that way. And I live on the Gulf, and my family is on the Gulf, and I'm trying to, you know, I understand, you know, World War III, but I have, you know, an 18-wheeler potentially right in my backyard right now that I have to deal with. And I'm trying to think, you know, is that a plausible
Well, you know, we know the globalists stage things. We know they also use existing crises and don't let it go to waste, as the White House chief of staff has said, Rahm Emanuel. But there's no doubt they staged this event by giving orders they knew would cause it to blow up on record. And that's the bare minimum. They probably just blew it because there was a strange group on board the well 2 hours before that made an unscheduled, unauthorized change. And reportedly, that's what made the engineers even more angry. And they said, it's going to blow up. It's going to blow up. And there was basically almost a mutiny on board the well. Now the feds have clamped down on any info and on the people that were part of that Coast Guard inquiry. So that's why we need a criminal investigation, multiple criminal investigations by grand juries, by state legislatures, so that this cover-up can't continue. BP and Obama are desperate to manage this information because they're culpable in it. And so there's no telling. But notice everything's coming together right now. The financial collapse, the armada in the Gulf openly threatening Iran, the oil well, the gas plume, the methane bubble. I kept saying for the last 2 years, look for 2010. You know, look for April for things to really kick off. I said, for 3 months before April, I said, there will be a false flag in April. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be used to bring in war, to bring in the carbon tax, to bring in their tyranny. All of their agenda is stalling, whatever it's going to be. And then suddenly they started hyping domestic groups or working with Al-Qaeda. They're going to get us. Iran's going to get us. Bin Laden's back. He's in Iran. And you see all that propaganda, the MSNBC specials, the HBO specials attacking the Tea Parties, saying we're terrorists, saying we're going to stage terror. So I think that it's going to be a cocktail of staged events to so confuse people that they can bring in their world government. The good news is we're here speaking out, we're here fighting, and so they're moving with internet censorship, and that's coming up in the next hour with Max Keiser. Thank you, Alan. Lloyd in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I was listening to your show a couple months ago, and I heard you say something about government making new shots to try out on children. And about 2 weeks ago, I was actually getting a whole bunch of phone calls from a research center asking me if I would like my daughter to try them shots.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like when I'm standing on a fishing pier on Lake Travis and I throw a piece of blood bait out there and sink it to the bottom 50 feet down trying to catch a channel cat, which I did this weekend, caught several. Actually, my son did. So it's the same thing. They throw their fishing line out with a big piece of blood bait on it, and they say, do you want to protect your child? We've got an experimental meningitis shot. We've got an experimental HIV vaccine. We've got an experimental earache vaccine. We've got an experimental shot your daughter will never want to use cocaine or heroin. We've got an experimental Gardasil shot. This is 4 years ago, and it killed a bunch of people. And so the government said, great, it killed people. We're going to approve it. And then you sign waivers when you go bring your daughter in. A lot of times they'll even pay you, and you take the bait, then they can skew the study and claim it's safe, even if people die, and bring it out on the market. But more what they do, the New York Daily News reported that they come to, in one case, a black woman, so they were targeting the black community. This was 5 years ago. And they say, CPS will either take your 8-year-old for medical experiments, or we're going to take your 2-year-old as well. And so they corner the mother. There's no man there to protect her. She doesn't have money to run, doesn't know how to run, hadn't been taught to run. The people have been taught to go into a catatonic fetal position when a government bureaucrat shows up and just do whatever they say. The television teaches them that. And they took, in this one case, the 8-year-old, and they took him and they tested pesticide on him until he died. And he tried to run. He tried to fight. They strapped him down and then took several months. They murdered him. And, of course, that was in the New York Daily News. And it turned out that CPS workers finally blew the whistle. They could even recognize their evil. And they said that they had taken thousands of predominantly black children, and they took them to private research facilities to test vaccines and pesticides on them. And they just murdered them, just like they take our organs here in the U.S. in hospitals. And, you come in, you're in a you've been knocked out by a car wreck, but you've got good brain waves, and they just quietly kill you. It's not all hospitals, but they do have these eugenicist murderers in the facilities, and they get a big piece of the kickback, and they just murder you for your organs. And the average American just can't face it, so it's going to continue. The average American can't face they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines and sodium fluoride in the water. Lloyd. And so it's going to continue. It's called murder, death, kill. And, you know, it's blown my psyche. It's blown my mind facing the facts. But other people just won't face it, so they're going to get hurt real bad. Anything else, Lloyd?
This company even told me that they'd pay for it. They'd fly us down to where they are. And last year, my daughter's two.
I mean, I go to the beach to catch sharks, you know, and so it's the same thing. They'll bring you to them. They're hunting you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My first year, my daughter was born, and they had flu shots. We got her the flu shot because she was so young. She got so sick that year, we had to take her to the doctor so many times. Well, this past fall, we were like, let's not get the flu shot. She didn't get sick once.
No. Well, that's good news. And remember, you could get a natural disease. People could get sick. And vaccines could be helpful, and the science shows could actually work. The problem is over 90%, according to the Associated Press and the FDA, of vaccines are now made in China. They're totally full of garbage. And the UN's been caught with contracts in India, Africa, and China, and Europe. In tetanus shots alone, having an expensive female hormone added to then cause an autoimmune response to that hormone to cause sterilization. You cannot trust these people to do anything. They're openly eugenicist and want you dead. So God bless you for waking up, Lloyd. Bob, Steve, Bob, Sean, and others. Straight ahead. Stay with us. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man.
You know, I've noticed listening to rebroadcast of my show off and on the last few weeks, I've been more of a motor mouth. I'm more excited. I'm talking faster. I'm upset. I mean, I fundamentally am worried. I mean, you understand, I don't just get up here and tell you there's a program to add poisons to vaccines to hurt you. The United Nations has been caught. Vaccine makers have been caught. I told you 3 months before the flu outbreak started in April that they were going to stage a flu outbreak. And we even fingered H1N1 because it's just like we knew they were about to stage an attack before 9/11 and say that bin Laden had done it because they were on the news demonizing Al-Qaeda and massing U.S. troops in and around Afghanistan. But that was quietly only in the foreign news. They were massing their armies. It's like Poland knew when Germany was going to attack them months before because the Germans started massing forces. I could see them getting ready with the flu. I could see them getting ready with 9/11. I could see them getting ready for an attack on Iran, and now they admit, yes, we're getting ready to attack Iran. Yes, we're going to start with a blockade and start boarding their ships all over the Persian Gulf and other seas. And Iran says that's an act of war, which it is under all common law, all international law. Under U.S. law, Iranian law, it is illegal. They say nothing's going to go into Iran. They are going to literally have that country under siege. And I just can't believe this is all happening. And you know, like the caller said, the general public is still worried about LeBron James. You can get 4,000 people reportedly to a fan appreciation thing to beg him to not leave Cleveland. And then he didn't even show up, so people were panicking. The team was calling him, so he showed up 10 minutes before the end. And these people are just pathetic. I mean, America is going down the toilet, and the average American that won't get upset and fight and even speak out for liberty, but they'll go turn over cars and yell and scream in mindless, violent victory and triumph over a stupid Lakers game. This is mind control. This is mental illness. This is disgusting. Let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Bob in Ohio. Bob, you're on the air.
Hey, it's an honor, Alex. Happy Father's Day, and you're a warrior among warriors. I do have some things to share with the American people. I'm a two-tour non-vet, Navy, and I've been watching a long time. I need to implore the people out there, whatever age you are, whether you're high school, whether you're in the military, whether you're a policeman, whether you're a fireman, whether you're in college, we need you people. And, you know, you're going to have to let your petty differences aside, white, black, Hispanic, Oriental. You're going to have to put some petty differences aside, okay? I will give you a sword to wound the New World Order. You're exactly on mark, and people ought to be buying E. coli evaporators and solar generators.
You're saying getting prepared, but I mean, give us
prepared.
Your... Yeah.
But I want to share something with you folks. July 4th is coming up, Independence Day. If you people love God, wherever you're at in your knowledge of who he is, if you love peace, we are men of peace, and we make war against those that love death. You're going to have to lay your differences aside and rally to death together. And what you need to do is protest, vehemently protest and demonstrate at the Pentagon, at the United Nations, at the Attorney General's office, and at Congress to stop this war and this insanity over in the Mideast and going against Iran.
Stay there. I totally agree with you. That's my point. They've had protests here in Austin with maybe 20 people against the Iran strike, and God bless that 20. We need 4,000. This is more important than LeBron James.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? G-C-N. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.